The IFA began service on the northern route between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and South Midcoff Island near Petersburg in the summer of 2006. It stopped sailing after three seasons due to the lack of use. Kent Miller, a consultant for the city of Kaufman Cove, says the new service has been in the works since then.
They began exploring ways to do that shortly after the IFA service was suspended. And recently, they have formed a port authority, the North End Port Authority, and it has developed a project that will use a converted port vessel acquired in the U.S. Gulf. With the ferry, they are planning mini coach service on Prince of Wales Island and on Midcoff Island to carry passengers to meet arrivals and departures of the ferry.
Kaufman Cove conducted a feasibility study of the ferry service and found it could be economical if it was done on a tight budget. This means a crew of three, a smaller boat, better fuel consumption, and a very small office staff. Miller says financing for the lease and purchase of the vessel is funded by GE Capital Finance, a commercial lending corporation. GE will lease the boat for a 10-year term, and at that point the boat will become the property of North End Port Authority and funded completely by revenue from the ferry. The total cost of the lease and purchase is $2.55 million.
The proposal by GE Capital provides about 90% of the necessary financing. We're working with other commercial lenders on the remaining 10%. About $300,000 has to be borrowed by the Port Authority in order to complete the financing necessary. That would include technical services and other soft costs related to the equipment that's being obtained, and also pre-startup capital items like marketing, equipping the office, hiring staff, and other non-equipment items.
About $600,000 is included for the overhaul and refit of the boat in the GE Capital budget. GE will provide financing to adapt the boat with all necessary improvements for uses as a ferry in Southeast Alaska. Miller anticipates financing for the project to be complete near the end of this month. He says the port has requested use of ferry terminals in Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, South Midcoff, and Ketchikan. That has not come yet. He says the ship also needs to be assessed for safety and other concerns.
Coast Guard approval has to be obtained for a design of modifications to the boat. They're relatively minor modifications, but still it's a different use in a different area. Then the boat has to be delivered 5,600 miles from Louisiana to Alaska, and there has to be a thorough overhaul and refit of the boat.
IFA's general manager, Bruce Jones, says the IFA did not have success running their service due to the high cost and lack of established ridership. Jones says only time will tell how the new ferry service will do.
Well, I think that, with their proposed run between Kaufman Cove and Ketchikan, yeah, we would say that there is some competition there. They don't see it that way. They have mentioned in the past that they see it as augmenting our ridership, so we'll just have to wait and see how that all shakes out.
Elaine Price is the Kaufman Cove City Administrator and is a member of the Board of Directors for the IFA. Price says IFA sees the proposed ferry service as a threat to business.
The IFA still has hopes of offering service between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and Petersburg. So they're not, they have not been very helpful or supportive or anything for the North End Ferry Authority.
According to Miller, the IFA has not shown a current interest with restoring services themselves, but says the North End Port Authority hope to have a cooperative working relationship with IFA. Miller says they hope to start sailing later this year. In Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.